Focus on your breath and try to stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out. Notice if it's comfortable. You can change it if it's not. If it is, maintain that rhythm as long as it stays comfortable. If the needs of the body change and the breath changes, keep on top of what the body needs. This is called being alert. Keeping the breath in mind, that's mindfulness. And you need these two qualities working together with a third quality that's called ardency. Try to do this well. Because you're depending on yourself here. Nobody else can train your mind. You have to train it from within. And these are the qualities you need to train it. One, to remember how you want to train it. That's mindfulness. Two, being alert to seeing what it's actually doing. That's alert. That first was mindfulness. This is alertness. And then trying to do this well. That's the ardency. If you're going to depend on yourself, you have to develop good qualities of mind that you can actually depend on. We take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. The Buddha who lived 2,600 years ago, gained awakening under the Bodhi tree. The Dharma is his teaching. And the Sangha, all of his followers who have followed his teaching and found awakening as well. We take refuge in them because they're good examples, but they can't do the work for us. They simply show us how it's done. They embody these qualities of mindfulness, ardency, alertness. So we have to develop them within ourselves. The Buddha also is noted for his compassion, his wisdom, and his purity. Those are qualities we want to develop too. Wisdom, seeing that our happiness depends on our actions and trying to work for long-term happiness. Compassion and making sure that our search for happiness doesn't harm anybody. Because after all, if it does harm others, they're not going to rest content with that because they're looking for happiness too. They'll try to stop our happiness. So if we want our happiness to be long-term, we have to have compassion on others. And finally, purity is making sure that your actions really do fall in line with the principles that you've learned about how to be compassionate, how to be wise. These are all qualities we develop in the mind by being mindful and ardent and alert. So you get practice here with the breath, and then you're trying to extend those same qualities into the rest of your life. It's like a person who goes into the gym, not so he just can look good, but because he wants to be strong so he can do good work outside. So you work on your mind inside, and then use these qualities as you deal with other people to make sure that your dealings with them are wise and compassionate and pure. And that way you become your refuge. This is why we bow down to the Buddha, because he gives us good examples on how to do this. And he honors our intelligence and our ability to do this for ourselves, because that's the only way it's going to get done. And it's good for each of us to honor our abilities as well. We have a lot of potential within us, so it doesn't get developed simply because we don't think the work that's involved in getting them developed, these things developed, is going to be worth it. But the Buddha points out it really is. He gives his life as an example. And so try to take that example to heart.